you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Welcome to How to Survive with Danielle and Christine. We're here to help you get through the catastrophes that could kill you.
Avalanches, bear attacks, knife fights.
And the stuff that really keeps you up at night.
Texting mishaps.
Sexting mishaps.
Being catfished.
I'm really worried about getting osteoporosis.
Me too.
My bones are like chalk.
I'm getting you a glass of milk right now.
Should we just play the song?
Yeah, okay.
Hey everybody, welcome to How to Survive with Danielle and Christine. I'm Christine Kimmel. Here's my co-host.
I'm Danielle Koenig.
Danielle.
Yes.
How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, I've got an amazing coffee.
Yes.
I dumped out my home coffee because I was like,
this you can't make coffee. Well,
this tastes like cardboard. I want the good stuff.
Yeah, this is embarrassing to admit as an adult, but I can't make coffee that doesn't send me through the roof. I haven't ever mastered the right balance of caffeine to non-caffeine.
Okay.
So I always buy my coffee. It's such a fucking waste of money. It's ridiculous.
So you're saying is you just don't know how to make coffee.
I don't know how to make coffee, I guess. I mean, I've made it. It's just always, it's too strong or I don't know. I'm just not, I have a coffee maker thing. It's pretty pathetic, but that's okay.
You know, I think you can let this one go.
I'm just not good at domestic things. Like, I just had to flat out apologize to my husband and son yesterday. I'm just like, because I can't handle dinner. Like, I'm just not. I mean, first of all, my husband can't smell food cooking. Okay. So that's a big impediment right there. Literally can't smell
it
food.
It bothers him.
Sick. Makes him
okay,
sick.
Okay.
I don't eat meat.
What if he's in a restaurant? Then
if
it's okay?
If he's in a restaurant, he's fine. But if it's
in his house, he doesn't.
It's too close. He can't take it.
Okay.
So whatever. We all have our things. He has many. And I don't eat meat, so I wouldn't be preparing meat either. But I eat fish, and I would prepare fish, but he can't handle it.
So do you guys do a lot of takeout?
There's a lot of takeout. There's a lot of Trader Joe's.
Mm-hmm.
They are sick to death of my vegetarian chili, which I don't blame them. I mean, I can only make like four things, and that's one of them. And they just, their eyes roll so far in the back. I mean, they're sweet about it, but it's just, there's just only so many things I can make. I just don't have skills.
The greatest gift is that your husband can't stand the smell of cooking. Honestly, if I was given the gift of not having to make meals.
It just makes me feel like such a failure as a mom. Like, it really does. I'm like, I should be providing food for my son. I mean, it's not like he doesn't eat, but in any case, it's just kind of pathetic. But I do have all these obstacles. The main one
yes.
being...
I think it's a gift, honestly. Take that off your plate, you know?
But then I feel bad about the packaging with the takeout. And, you know, I just feel...
Let it go. Let it go, lady.
So before we get into today's thing, I do want to say that Garen was nice enough to... Well, he has a little shopping problem, Garen, right? Is that fair to say? He buys DVDs. So he bought The Day After.
He did?
And he lent it to us and we watched it.
Oh, my God.
And it's really good.
Yeah.
It is really good. And yes, the skeleton was hysterical.
Yes.
But they didn't remain skeletons.
Okay.
Right? Remember, they get zapped and they're skeletons, but they don't fall down and then they're skeletons.
When you say we watched it, do you mean you also, Oliver also watched it?
He did, except that it was the day of the daylight savings change. And he kept falling asleep.
Jeez.
And I said, do you want me to just let you sleep, honey? Nope. So I go, Oliver. And then he'd wake up for 3 seconds. And then eventually it didn't work and he just stayed asleep. I don't think he didn't like it, but he was just really tired.
So he didn't get to the part where like Steve Guttenberg's looking for his lady in the tent with all the dying people.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure. He was just so in and out. I still don't understand why Steve Guttenberg became a star. I just can't. I can't wrap my head around
Three
it.
Men and a baby.
But he's not attractive. He has a good body. He's not like a really attractive person. He's not charismatic.
He was the Paul Rudd. Actor. He was the Paul Rudd of that time. People had lower expectations then.
I guess. I mean, I know you didn't have to have like fantastic looks to be a star, but then you would have a personality like a Judd Hirsch or a, you know, I mean, Dustin Hoffman or I mean, I think Dustin Hoffman's attractive, but you know what I mean? He's not like a prototypical good looking guy.
Yeah, no, no, no.
But Steve Guttenberg is just blah. He's just so blah.
Yeah, I don't get it. I don't know. What was Steve Guttenberg's breakout role? I don't know.
Well, I just think of him from Police Academy, right?
But he was kind of, wasn't he kind of the straight man in Police Academy? Like the, was he supposed to be the main kind
of? Yeah, I think he's the main guy.
Yeah,
And this, he's supposed to be 19. He looks 35 years old.
Yes.
Maybe that's the nuclear fallout. I don't know.
Well, so it's good.
It's really good.
It holds up.
I think it really holds up.
Yeah.
And it doesn't give you like a rosy ending.
It's grim.
No, it's totally grim. And it's just like, deal with this, assholes. This is what's going
to
happen.
Well, I do think the whole goal of that film was to scare the shit out of people.
It basically says that at
the
end.
It was like, no one's paying attention to the fact that there's possibly going to be a nuclear war and... you know, millions of people are going to die and the world's going to basically end. So we're going to make this for TV because that's the only way we can reach people.
Yeah.
Because they're not paying attention to the news.
It was unbelievable.
And it worked.
It worked. Okay. So today's topic is how to survive drowning in a car.
Well, yeah, because this is just as likely to happen.
This is more likely to happen than a nuclear fallout.
Now we're going to scare the shit out of people.
We are going to scare the shit out of people.
You know, I was thinking about this and I realized, because I have a pretty big fear of this.
Yeah.
And I think it's because I've seen this so much in movies my whole life, like as a kid, because I'm like, never have I heard this actually happening.
Oh, well, I'll tell you.
You're going to tell me about it.
I'm going to tell you about it actually happening.
I'm so excited because I've seen it so much in films where people are going off the road and getting trapped inside the car, and you see them in the car and they're trying to get out. And for me, that is so terrifying.
So are you also scared of quicksand?
You know,
because that was like in every single movie and cartoon when we were kids.
Well, I like it the most in The Princess Bride.
Of course.
Because of the big rats, too.
R-O-U-S's.
Oh, yes. I love that. Not as much. Because I guess I'm not going into the jungle with quicksand. I've never been near quicksand as much as I am in a car, which happens almost every day. I'm gonna let's get into it.
Let's do it. Okay, so very little is known about drowning deaths that occur as the result of crashes in which cars are submerged in deep water. Each year in the U.S., there are roughly 1,200 to 1,500 submerged vehicle incidents, resulting in as many as 400 deaths by drowning.
That's so much more than I expected.
I know.
I thought you were going to say like two.
I know. According to data collected by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Florida leads the nation.
Florida.
In such deaths, with at least 57 fatalities each year.
What?
Resulted from approximately 4,800 crashes that ended with a car in the water.
That makes sense because Florida's, you're constantly
you're driving by water,
like the ocean and all the
keys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally.
How about my correct use of the word keys there?
I'm impressed. I was just going, you know, all that, that was what I was going to call it.
I just know it from that TV show, We're Not Bad People, We Just Did a Bad Thing. What the hell is that show called?
Oh, with Matthew Kyle Chandler. Always want to call him Matthew Fox.
I want to call him Matthew Fox.
I don't like him, so stop doing that.
It's so unfair of me because I don't either. And Kyle Chandler's a really good actor.
Oh, and look, he's my you know,
he's your
hall pass. What do you call it?
Yeah,
yeah.
Does your husband know he's your hall pass? Or is it just
He doesn't. He always thinks it's Keanu Reeves because I like Keanu Reeves a lot, and he's all mad about Keanu Reeves when I'm like because he hates Keanu Reeves, and I'm like. Sven, I saw the new Matrix trailer. And he's like, well, I hope Keanu Reeves isn't in it. And I'm like, of course he's in it. He's the best
That's
thing about
why.
It.
I know. It's so funny. He's actually jealous of Keanu, of you and Keanu Reeves.
We're probably going to. Yeah.
I don't see why not.
No, that could happen.
He does date and or is married to a woman who's his age.
Yes.
And that made headlines.
Well, close to his age. They still have like an almost 10-year age difference.
Oh, they do?
I think. Yeah, because she's like our age and he's like 57.
Oh, I thought, okay.
Everyone made a big deal because she like has gray hair.
Right.
And she's still stunning.
Right.
But people are like, he's dating a regular woman.
Oh, for God's sake.
And I'm like, yeah, okay, well, she's gorgeous, but whatever.
Okay. Once again, I got my tips from The Art of Manliness.
Your favorite website.
This is my favorite website.
Oh my God, I love it.
Yep. Stay as calm as possible. When you have gallons of water filling your car, it's hard not to panic.
Yeah, I'll say.
But when the difference between life and death comes down to a matter of minutes, I would argue seconds, having a clear head is essential to your survival. Panic is often the reason people drown. They lose the ability to think straight and don't know what to do. I know this one's really
Danielle,
scary.
I'm
I know.
Getting really nervous.
I know.
Just hearing you say these words.
What if I just took my water bottle and just started dunking you with water?
You're going to waterboard me.
I'm going to waterboard you. But panic equals death.
God. I don't think I could survive this.
You will. I'm going to tell you how to do it.
Okay.
Hyperventilating and wasting your energy on ineffective actions closes off the easiest options of escape.
Okay.
Wastes precious oxygen. I can't talk today. And shortens the amount of time you'll be able to hold your breath when making an escape. So just concentrate on what you need to do.
Okay.
Your best chance of escape is in the first 30 to 120 seconds. That's half a minute to 2 minutes.
Oh, my God.
In research done on the subject, it was found that in the vast majority of situations, a vehicle will actually float for 30 to 120 seconds before sinking. This is your best chance at escape. Stay calm, but also act quickly. If you have your wits about you, 30 seconds is plenty of time to escape, even with passengers. So I was going to say, so don't load your car with bricks. But isn't it like the opposite? Isn't in water, like how a fat person floats in the water, or is that that's buoyancy? That has nothing to do with.
I don't know. I don't know how things work.
All right, take out before you're going.
Take
I don't know how things work. That should be the subtitle of our show: How to Survive with Danielle and Christine. I don't know how things work. That's more true of me than you, but that's very funny. Okay, so here's the thing. People have stated, no, it's okay.
Okay.
She's like about to cry. You're going to drown in your own tears. Irony. There has been this theory that you should wait until your car sinks until your car is filled with water, because that equalizes the pressure between outside your car and inside your car.
Yep.
And then you can open the door. Mm-hmm. There's no way to open the door before that because the pressure from outside is greater.
Okay.
However, on the TV show, oh my God, I'm forgetting the name of the show.
Goliath.
No, Goliath.
Arrested Development.
No, no, it's the car show. That we have in America, but they also have it in England.
Top Gear.
Thank you. And on Top Gear in England, I watched it. They did a video where they put this theory in practice.
Okay.
And they had to, once the water was filled up in the car, he still couldn't open the door. They had to wait until the car sunk to the bottom.
Yes.
And it was only 10 feet.
Yeah.
Before he could open the door.
But okay.
When you're in an ocean or a lake.
No, you don't wait.
It's terrifying. Yeah. So what they're saying is don't do that. I found a couple of websites that said do this. And then all these people were refuting it. So then, so don't do that.
Okay. And who could do that anyway?
Because it's so scary, right?
Yeah.
Okay. When your car starts really sinking, the differential between the pressure outside the car and inside the car makes the car being opened impossible. So people, just like I said, people are commonly told to wait until the car fills completely with water, but they debunk that on MythBusters and Top Gear. Oh, I have Top Gear written right in front of me.
Okay.
Ooh, I thought I'd go off the top of my head and look what happened. Okay. So they said you could wait, but, you know, don't count on it. So the door is an option, but it's not your best option. There are still some experts that say your best chance of escape is through the door right as you hit the water. In our research, The Art of Manliness.
Yes. Our sponsor.
Yeah. This theory is losing steam. Sure, you have the ability to escape through a door if it's done immediately, but there are a few serious downfalls. One, if you try and can't do it, you have exhausted much of your energy because it's really, really heavy.
Okay.
And it's you need every, inch of strength. Inch of strength is not a thing. But okay. So then you'll be panicked, which is bad. Two, it requires a tremendous amount of strength to open a door, even in just a foot of water. You may be able to escape that way, but can your wife and kids? Not those weaklings.
My wife is such a wimp.
She's,
I know. God, that woman.
To the moon. Third, if you escape the door, the car will pretty much immediately sink. Because now you've filled it with water.
And then I've left my wife and my kids behind.
Exactly. If you're a strong man, you could go this route, but only as a backup plan and only if you're the only passenger in the vehicle.
Okay.
I think by passenger, they mean the only person in the vehicle, not the passenger. Roll down or break a window.
Okay.
Simply put, the window is your best chance for escape. If the water line has not risen past the windows, try rolling down the window first.
Okay.
Contrary to popular belief, MythBusters found that automatic windows don't immediately short circuit underwater.
Okay.
But as the car sinks, the pressure of the water will prevent you from rolling them down.
Okay.
This is even the case with manual windows. So even if you have the rolling, like I know someone who literally will still buy cars with, I don't even know if you can anymore, but for a long time she was trying just to buy cars.
Oh, interesting.
Because of this exact fear. But saying it doesn't stop automatically.
And no one, unless you're a person who has a vintage Camaro, none of us have a car with roll down windows.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Except your friend who apparently has a deeper fear of this than I do.
I mean, can you believe it?
I can't.
So if rolling down the window doesn't work, you'll need to break the side window to escape. Okay, so you would think you could break the windshield in front of you. Don't try that.
Oh, okay.
Because it's much harder. You remember when we talked about that plastic sheeting that you use to prevent burglars from breaking in?
Mm-hmm.
And then we talked about it for something else, actually.
The pirates. Right? On your yachts.
Yes, on your yacht.
People who have yachts have that glass protective shield.
So your windshield has that, too.
Oh.
So it makes it way, way harder to bust through.
Well, and it's a different kind of glass than regular glass. Like, it's a kind of glass that doesn't... I only know this because I was once in Ohio, many times, and I was on the freeway with my brother in his big pickup truck, and my daughter was a little baby in the back in her car seat, and we were driving under a bridge on the freeway, and it was a winter storm, and a big snow plow was plowing the bridge above us.
Oh, no.
And the snow came down on the windshield, and all the glass came and smashed at us.
Wait a second. The fall of the snow broke the windshield?
Yeah. Because snow is heavy. I mean, snow is wet and heavy. And they were plowing the bridge above us, and we were driving under the bridge, and it came off onto our windshield. And it just smashed the windshield into us, and it went all over my daughter. And she was sleeping in the back. And then we couldn't see anything, and we were on the highway, so we had to pull over. And
this is terrifying.
It was so scary. And I was like, well, I thought we were going to be sliced to pieces.
Yes.
None of us had a scratch on us, because the glass, when it breaks, it's like little crumbles.
Oh, okay.
But it doesn't cut you. It's a different kind of glass.
Well, I think people in car accidents sometimes get cut up. Well, maybe that's the side windows.
But I think it's also different on older cars. They didn't used to do this, because I remember another time my other brother was in a really bad car accident with his girlfriend at the time. They were young teenagers, and he had to get stitches all over his neck.
That's so badass.
Yeah, and they had to. I remember we went to the emergency room to see if they were okay, and we could hear her screaming because they were pulling glass out of her face.
Oh God! Oh my God!
So older cars, the glass is different, but Jesus on newer cars, they because of stuff like that, I think they've made it more protective.
Did she break up with him because she?
No, they got married.
Oh no!
Didn't work out.
Shocking.
Yeah.
Were they still pulling glass out of their necks while they were swapping vows?
I think they were. Probably arguing
at the altar. Oh my God. So is that a common practice that they just shovel snow off of an overpass? Like, how has that not happened a million times?
I think it does happen. And I think that we even, the police came, and we explained that to them, and it was kind of like that kind of stuff happens. And it's
for God's
so
sake.
Dangerous.
You could sue the city.
I mean, I was pretty pissed. My daughter, by the way, did not wake up.
Wow.
She slept through that.
My God.
So.
That's amazing.
I was pretty stunned.
That's insane. I think all the things you're scared of, this is the scariest thing that could have happened.
Well.
I think
you know what's interesting. Here's the thing about people who have really intense levels of anxiety.
Yeah.
I even read about this. I confirmed it. When the stuff happens, it's not as scary. It's like when the pandemic came, I was calm kind of, because you're always expecting those things to happen.
Right.
So when they happen, you're like,
I thought
it was going to happen. So here we are.
Wow. Okay. Okay. So if rolling down the window doesn't work, you'll need to break the side window to escape. So for one thing, you want to do like the corner of the window where it's more vulnerable.
Which corner? Upper or lower?
I'm not sure. I think they said upper.
Seems like upper is a little thinner, glass, and the bottom seems thicker. Yeah.
This is actually harder than you might think, as the windows are made of strong tempered glass. While the windshield is easier, while the windshield is easier to shatter, they're designed to be unbreakable and are laminated with a plastic sheet that could keep you trapped in the car. If you've been doing your push-ups and pull-ups, men, you might be able to break the side window with your elbow or fist. Aim for the corner of the window, but this is extremely difficult. The water significantly slows down the force of your movements, because remember, now you're in water.
Yeah, so it's made
so
it even...
So this is. The Mythbusters were unable to break it with a kick from a steel toed shoe.
Jesus. And they're men.
And they wear...
And steel-toed shoes.
Steel-toed... I think those guys wear steel-toed shoes all the time.
Probably. That's all they wear.
Yeah. Even if you are able to punch it through, your risk of cutting up your hands on the broken glass. Well, of course, but I mean... So they're saying wrapping your hand in something can help reduce the chance of slicing them up. I don't know that that's something you would be thinking of. Oh, this is something I saw on a little video I thought was really smart. If you don't have a tool, which is what we're about to talk about, you could also use your headrest. You know how your headrest is removable?
Oh, and has those metal points?
It has metal points.
Yeah.
So you could...
Bash it.
You could try to bash it.
Yeah. It's going to take me 30 seconds to get that thing out.
I know. But in
still,
any case.
Okay.
Well, you're not a strong man who's been doing your push-ups and pull-ups.
I'm going to start doing my push-ups and pull-ups.
I know.
But wait. So... They're saying the men of Mythbusters. Oh my God. Mythbusters. With steel-toed boots couldn't kick out the side window.
Right.
All right. So If you don't, I'm fucked if I don't have the tools. So go on. Okay.
So your best option is to have some sort of device in your car at all times that allows you to easily break your windows in case of emergency. The Life Hammer or the T3 Tactical Triage and Auto Rescue Tool are two tools you might want to consider keeping in your car. The former has a hardened steel tip, while the latter has a spring-loaded steel tip window punch, which sounds really cool.
I want that one. I got the wrong one.
I do too, because that sounds like something out of like a cat burglar movie. Like,
it does.
I'm picturing you like plunk it and make a circle and then pop it out.
Sexier.
I'm sure that's not what it
is. Sorry, Life Hammer.
But that sounds awesome. Okay, which allows you to break strongly tempered windows with the push of a button. I mean,
come on.
I know. They also have cutting devices that will cut through a seatbelt if you find that you can't unbuckle yourself, which ours do.
Life Hammer does that?
Yes. I'm going to show you in a second. Keep them in place. Keep them in a place that will be immediately accessible in case of an accident. You don't want to be rummaging through your glove compartment as your car fills with water, which I thought was really smart because I had it in my glove compartment.
Okay.
And after this, I'm going to put it in my console, which is right next to right next to me.
I think Life Hammer, actually, the one I have here, this black part, my husband was telling me this can hook right next to the console, like, so you can actually grab it.
Oh.
Like, it can attach to the side of the console.
Okay.
See, so you can just, but the thing he was saying, because our car's a lease, I probably wouldn't, like, drill holes in the console.
Well, don't get it stuck in a lake then.
Well, no.
It's a lease.
I'll probably, I mean, that's
gonna be fucked.
No, that's true.
You know how much money you're going to owe?
Shit, I didn't think of that.
Do it at the end of the lease.
Good idea.
So that you only owe a month or so.
You know what, though? If Life Hammer wants to send us a bunch of these, we could put our logo, we could put, like, Stay Calm.
Yes.
On these?
That would be awesome.
That would be good. That'd be like a nice partnership with Life Hammer. If you're listening, Life Hammer, I'm just saying.
I got mine from, this is a little cross promotion episode. Mm-hmm. This is like when you would watch NBC Thursday nights and like the characters from Family Ties. Don't laugh. You know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
The characters from like Family Ties would end up on The Cosby Show. I don't know if that one actually happened.
I don't know if
but
that did.
I know that on Friends they did it with
Did Friends do cross promotion?
They did. I feel like maybe with Seinfeld, but now I can't remember.
I can't remember any current cross promotions. Mine always go back to like when Laverne and Shirley were on Happy Days.
No, they started on
that
Happy
was a spinoff. You're right. Yeah. I'm trying to think of an actual.
I think they did Family. I think they did Friends with Mad About You. That's what I was just going to say. And they had the Ursula thing.
I thought that was what Phoebe started out on was Mad About You.
She played her twin on Mad About You. Mm-hmm. She played Ursula, and then they made it a twin when she was on Friends. They said, Phoebe has this twin who works in a coffee shop, Ursula.
Got it.
But they actually did do a crossover. In any case, the crossover I'm talking about is with a show called Never Not Funny, which is...
I've heard of that.
Yeah, my host.
Your other host.
My host, Jimmy Husbands. My husband, Jimmy hosts. And that didn't even sound right. Losing my mind. So from listening to our show, this listener, what's the listener's name again, Garen?
Ann Hunter.
Hi, Ann.
Isn't Ann Hunter the name of the actress in All About Eve?
It sounds familiar.
I think that's her name. Ann Hunter sent us a huge, like, first aid stuff. Like,
emergency kit?
Preparedness stuff, yeah. And in it was this Life Hammer. So, it is incredible. You pull it off, which is actually very easy. And so, it has these metal points that you use to break the window. But if also, maybe you didn't notice this, Chris.
Let's see.
At one end, it has a razor, which you use to cut your seatbelt.
I'm going
to
take this one out.
I don't know if we have the exact same brand, but
mine might be different. Mine was a gift from my husband because he's so romantic.
That sounds nice.
He gets me a lot of romantic gifts. I do think it's the same. How do you get this out? You pop it out?
You pull it out from the top.
Let's see. Oh, you have to. Maybe I'm not even strong enough to take it out.
You need to do your pull-ups and push-ups.
I think they're the same, right?
Yeah. Yours are round. That's weird. Your points where you break the glass are rounded and mine are pointy.
No, I think these are pointy.
Oh, they are?
They're very sharp.
You know what? It's because I don't have my glasses on.
I have round points.
I've always said that about you.
Very round points.
Okay. So, and then see the other end? That's a razor.
Ooh, be careful.
That's going to cut the seatbelt. Yeah, okay.
So they're glow in the dark, which is also fun because if it's nighttime.
It is fun. It is fun as you're drowning.
And this is the thing you would see. You drill this, hook this onto the side of your console.
See. Okay. Yeah, at least two. So that's not going
to don't know why it's, they shouldn't, I don't know what, why they need to make it so hard to take out of this. And then I don't know what this part is.
I don't know. I think that that you mean this orange thing at the, yeah. I don't know. It just came out. That can't be good.
Go in the door. Okay.
Okay. So once you get out, once you've used your tool, push off the car and swim to the surface. If you're disoriented, which you might be because the water has been swirling around you.
And you've just been in a car accident. You might have injuries.
Yeah. Know which way, if you're disoriented and don't know which way is up, look for bubbles and follow the direction they're going.
Oh.
So I thought that was really good. What to do with passengers? First, don't open the door to make your escape. While you might be able to get out, the car will quickly fill with water and sink rapidly, which we have already talked about, trapping your passengers in a watery grave.
Ugh.
Escaping from a sinking car is hard enough by yourself, but what if you have passengers? The first goal is to keep them calm.
Oh, yeah. That's going to be tough.
Take control of the situation by explaining exactly what you're about to do. When people see there's a plan, they'll usually calm down. Make sure they can get out of their seatbelts. If the buckles don't work, they'll need that cutting tool.
Mm-hmm.
A child can escape from the rear window, but know that the rear windows are smaller than the front windows. So if it's a small child, maybe they can. But
if the windows can roll down.
Yes, right.
They're not going to, I'm not going to be like, here's the tool, punch your window out.
Maybe if they're strong, maybe if they're doing their pull-ups and sit-ups.
True, my kids might be stronger than I am.
If it's a small child, pull them up to the front and get them out of your window and follow after. So you were saying that you have never actually heard of this happening. I'm going to tell you a little story about
woman. I'm so excited. This is my favorite part.
First of all, her name is Morgan Lake.
Oh, my God. What?
Which, could you write a better? I mean, this happened at the Chesapeake Bay Bridge in Virginia.
Okay.
So apparently this is a notorious bridge known for being a nightmare because it's really long and really scary in terms of the side.
It's like high. Is it high up?
It's high. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I don't know if it's that high, but it's very easy to fall off. So I'm going to read you a little story. It began, this was in 2013. It began shortly after she drove onto the bridge Friday night on her way to Philadelphia to visit friends and relatives. The terror took hold when she looked in the rearview mirror and saw a tractor trailer coming full speed.
Holy cannoli.
Her car was stuck, police said. According to authorities, the car hit the barrier at the side of the bridge that pushed her car back onto the roadway, but then it was bumped by the tractor trailer a second time.
Oh, my God.
So at one
moment...
This
is a Stephen King novel.
Yes. She's just, like, waiting there, teetering.
Oh, God.
And then, okay, it knocks it back onto... She somehow gets back onto the freeway and then gets knocked over again. So that propelled it upward 3.5 feet to the top of the concrete Jersey wall. I don't know why I say Jersey. I thought it was in Virginia. I don't know. Maybe Jersey is a kind of wall. Maybe it's a wall made out of cows. Jersey cows. The car straddled the wall for a time.
It's like a teeter-totter.
It's like teetering. Can you imagine this?
Oh, no. God, that's just the terriblest. I know. That's not a word.
But then she said it tipped over, and she was falling for what felt like eternity. It seemed also to be almost to be happening in slow motion, Lake said. Then the car hit the water.
Hmm.
Its windshield at the driver's side window shattered.
Okay.
Which is good.
Yeah.
As we will see. Early reports had estimated that the car dropped 40 feet or more, but investigators now say it was more like 27 feet.
Okay.
So the car...
That's far.
But she's like thinking the whole time. She said she could see everything. She could like see the sky, see the ground, the water. Like, okay. The car filled with water, like said, and she felt like I was going to die. She said she actually started to drown. But then she said I got myself together. So she did what you're supposed to do. She calmed down.
Good job, Morgan Lake.
I know. She told herself she could save her own life, and she did. I went from panic to calm, she said. She proceeded in steps, first unbuckling her seatbelt, so she wasn't able to do that, then grabbing the window and getting out of the car. She said it seemed to take a long time to reach the surface. She gasped for air as many as 5 times. She looked around and began to swim.
Oh, my God.
And she swam to safety, and there's footage of her, like, just waiting on the rocks.
Wow.
And people from above on the bridge saying, it's okay, we're going to get you someone, we're going to get you. Now, she did get injured, and she was using, like, a walker, so I'm not sure what eventually happened to her, but obviously, I mean, she saved herself. She, and thank God that the crash broke the windows. I mean, it was actually, like, a blessing.
But still, that's so scary.
So terrifying. But so, yeah, so it can happen, and you can survive. I mean, I just can't imagine teetering on the edge, and then it's all in slow motion, and you know what's happening. Like, that is horrifying.
It's really scary.
Yeah.
I mean, I would like to think that I would remain calm in a situation
You have this tool. So
I do have
the life hammer.
I do have the life hammer. I really want, what's the other one called?
Oh, let me find it for you.
The one that has the button?
The T3, Tactical Triage and Auto Rescue Tool.
I mean, who doesn't want that?
I want it now. I want to drown just so I can try it out.
I want them both. I feel like, I don't think that's overdoing it.
No.
To have both.
No, you just gotta fight.
Because, you know, you might have a second person in the car, and then you can both be breaking windows.
You know what you could do is you could lock the T3 Tactical Triage and Auto Rescue Tool behind glass.
Yeah.
And use the other one, the life hammer, to break the glass to get the new tool. And
then
you don't feel wasteful.
No. I wanna feel like I'm
maximizing your.
Exactly. Yeah. I think having a multiple glass breaking tools is the way to go.
Well, you know, it's fall and it's time to accessorize.
And it's Christmas.
And it's
coming. I should say the holiday season, because I want to be inclusive of people who celebrate all kinds of things.
Right. I thought you were just trying to be inclusive of the fact that we don't necessarily record in order, and we don't know when this is coming out.
Good point.
And it might be summer of last year.
You know what I want to say instead? It's a time to just buy things anytime, because we want to keep the economy going.
Right.
And so it's good to have anything.
I don't know. What did you say earlier? I don't know how to do things.
I don't know things.
I don't know things, and it's time to buy anything. These are our new
This is a good catchphrase for our show. I don't know things.
Yeah. Well,
this was, you know what?
It was a good one, right?
Oh.
Because it feels doable. As horrifying as it is, it feels doable. I don't have to remember 25,000 things. I have to remember one thing. Break the window.
Yes.
Get out. Two things.
Break a side window.
Yeah.
Stay calm.
Right.
One of these tools, because I don't wear steel-toed boots.
I mean, it's not the 90s.
No.
You're not an idiot.
No. I'm not working in a factory anymore.
Right.
I'm probably never going to wear steel-toed boots again. And right. I'm not sure my arms are going to get any stronger. They're probably going to get weaker.
Yeah.
So have one of these, break out the window, cut my seatbelt.
Right.
And stay calm.
And swim and follow the bubbles.
And I guess, what's the likelihood this is going to happen to me? Probably small, but, you know, we have listeners in Florida.
Yeah.
We want to keep them safe.
Right. We definitely do. So, did we ever find out the name of that show?
Bloodlines.
Thank you.
That was a good show, I thought.
It was really good.
I thought the sibling dynamics were so fascinating.
God. Linda Cardellini.
God, I love Linda Cardellini. Don't you?
I love her.
She's so great.
She's fantastic in everything she does.
I mean, that Freaks and Geeks.
Freaks and Geeks, the show with Dead to Me.
Such a good show.
Such an underrated show.
God, if you're not watching Dead to Me, get the hell out.
Is it coming back again?
I think so, yeah.
It's so smart.
It's so funny.
And funny, and I just love, you know, an adult female friendship that they're exploring.
And it feels real. It feels like
really
friendships
real.
I know, and people I know, and like the way women can be together and be funny and like.
Yeah.
It's so good.
And it also gives you the feeling, the constant feeling of, oh God, why did you just do that? Why did you just do that? Why are you doing that? Why are you doing that? You're making it so much worse.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's also that uncomfortableness. And James Marsden, who I think is dreamy.
Oh, he's so dreamy.
I mean, he's just
super dreamy.
He's
also, I feel like, underrated, like not used as much. He should be a huge star.
That guy who's like very handsome but can do comedy really well.
Christina Applegate is fantastic in
it. I love
her. It's the best thing she's ever done.
Best.
I mean, she's always good, but she's really good in this.
So good in it.
Yeah. So that's our Linda Cardellini talk for today.
TED Talk, Linda Cardellini. Come next time for our talk on
Kyle Chandler.
Yep.
So we are going to take a little break.
Sure we are.
And we're going to come back with our guest.
Oh, my gosh. Jackie Cation.
Jackie Cation is so freaking funny.
We're going to be losing our minds.
Yes. And
so are you.
She has survived a lot, and I can't wait to hear about it.
Me too.
We'll be right back.
Bye.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Welcome back to How to Survive with Danielle and Christine. Once again, I am Danielle.
Koenig.
That's not what I was setting you up for. I was setting you up for saying your name.
You know what?
Okay, now you say...
Listen,
yeah.
I just want to remind people that you have a last name because we've been called out for not saying our last names enough.
We have been called
and
out
also,
for many things.
You know, just remind your dad that we are different people.
I know. My dad doesn't know which one of us is talking.
Because our voices are so the same.
I know. Okay, so let's... Okay, so yeah. So then you introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Christine Kimmel.
No, I was going to do the Kimmel part.
Oh.
Okay. Okay, now you do it.
I'm Christine.
Kimmel.
Yep.
That's going to be beautiful in post.
Isn't that nice? The voice you're hearing is our... Special guest. We're so excited to have her.
Your dad knows my voice.
Yeah.
Hey.
Why do you call him?
How's it going,
Mr. Koenig? You just call him and leave him weird messages. This is Jackie Cation. You may know, first of all, she's an amazing stand-up.
Thank you.
An amazing stand-up. And you can get her new album, Stay Cation.
I love that name.
It's really brilliant.
It's so good.
It's S-T-A-Y dash, her last name is K-A-S-H-I-A-N. You can get it wherever you can get albums, iTunes, et cetera, et cetera. She's also the host of her own two podcasts, Dork Forest, which I've had the pleasure of being on, which was a blast.
Oh, my God.
And the
so
Jackie
fun.
And Lori show with Lori Kilmartin.
No guests, exactly 1 hour.
Exactly. Is,
nice.
Is it exactly 1 hour?
If we can get away with it, 58 minutes.
Nice.
Good job keeping it tight.
In and out, nobody gets hurt.
No, well, we're hurt. We're constantly asking Kyle if it's an hour yet. And he's like, I would tell you.
Oh, you mean you're trying, you're just striving to get to an hour? It's not that you
right.
go
well,
over.
Well, I mean, literally, the Jackie and Lori show is about stand-up comedy.
Right.
And we've been in a lockdown for 17 months. I was like, what Zoom shows did you do? Did you write anything new? Was anyone? But now that we're back on the road again, there are more stories. There are more like, hey, guess who was at, you know, and then all of a sudden, tappity tap, tappity tap. And you're like, oh, I had to stare at that guy for 12 minutes. And you're like, nope, I didn't. I walked out. And so
I love it.
And where can someone find out about your dates since you're touring?
JackieCation.com. So you can go to JackieCation.com. Several albums ago, all available for free streaming. I did a joke about FamilyPetAncestry.com.
Yeah.
And I purchased FamilyPetAncestry.com. And it now points to JackieCation.com.
I love it.
So you can go there. You can see my new merch. You can see, watch videos of me doing stand-up.
Oh, you bought the
URL.
Domain.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Did it already exist?
Oh, this is pre-Ancestry Pet Ancestry.
So you made up the concept of Family Pet Ancestry.
I am the Nostradamus of stand-up comedy.
And now?
We can look forward to the fact that on this new album, I predict that Germany is going to be the hero of World War III. Congratulations.
Oh,
call
Jackie.
It here first. Huh?
Why couldn't you just have made us the victors in your prediction?
You know, if you admit the worst thing you ever did, you get to be the hero in the sequel. That's not my fault. I don't make the rules.
Hmm.
So I did that joke in Reykjavik, Iceland. Four Germans in the front row were
you know
like,
what,
finally vindicated.
My husband's going to be really happy to hear that.
Her husband's German.
From Germany or
from Germany.
Oh, it's German.
German.
There you go.
So
they do admit it. I'll give them that.
Oh yeah, my husband
up on
and repercussions, which is the only country in the whole wide world that's ever went.
Yeah,
you're right. Let me get my wallet.
They're taught to live with shame.
That's great.
So
I love that.
It's instilled in them in school and through their lives. to not have pride from, like, you know how we're very sort of nationalistic and some people are really nationalistic here. Yeah. Like, they're taught to not have any nationalism and feel proud to be German.
I'm good with that.
Yeah, I think it's a good thing. I think we could at least they could learn something from that.
So much.
100%.
So much.
But enough about critical race theory.
Enough about history. Next.
So, Jackie, in the first half of the show, we were talking about how to survive drowning in your vehicle. And now we're going to talk about how to survive drowning in alcohol.
Oh, there you go.
That's why we have you.
Nice, nice. I was a drinky drinkerson. I, Jackie Cation, used to have all the drinks mm-hmm. in the whole wide world.
Right.
You know how, like, normal people drink? You may be normal people.
Yes.
Normal people have one or two drinks. They'll start to loosen up a little bit. Sure. And they'll, like, this is great. And then they might dance. They might go out to dinner.
Sure.
Then they go home.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
That is not how my body reacts to alcohol. My body enjoys an alcoholic beverage more. It has some sort of abnormal response, essentially. It's sort of allergic, I guess.
Okay.
They've done studies. They think
on you.
I've done my own research. I've tried ivermectin. I've done all the things to figure out if I could.
But when you tried ivermectin, you couldn't stop.
I couldn't stop.
More
I was
and
like, more
and
more and more. Yeah. So when I drink booze, I drink all the booze that's available.
Okay.
And then I look around to see who will lend me money. And then I occasionally steal booze. So what's happened?
From what age to what age? Ish, were you, do you think?
Hardcore drinking?
Yes.
Hardcore drinking would have been, when I was a child in the 12th century,
sure.
The drinking age in Wisconsin was legally 18.
Okay.
Oh.
And so, which is why people from Chicago would come, and Minnesota would drive in,
okay.
Illinois, and
okay.
everybody
yeah.
would be like, woo, let's go party in Wisconsin.
Yes.
And so,
a phrase I never thought I would hear.
No.
Well,
let's go party in Wisconsin.
Let me tell you something about the 70s. Anyway, so from when I was about 18 till I think 33, the age of Christ.
Yeah.
Coincidence? Yes. entirely a coincidence.
Well, you could say you died and resurrected a non-drinker, right?
Right.
Were you ever locked in a cave for 3 days?
Just the overnight. just a couple of times for the DUIs.
Right.
So the drinking that I did was often free because of stand-up comedy, right?
Right.
You'd go and they'd be like, they wouldn't, you know, for some reason, they would give you a 20% discount on the food, but the booze was free. Knock mm-hmm. yourself out.
Yes.
I'm going to need $11 for those tacos. And you're like, calm yourself. Then I won't have any. I'll just have another shot and a beer. And so
Now I'm full.
And so I had, this story is humiliating. This story is
Love
not
it.
A positive experience.
Okay.
That's what we specialize in.
There you go. That's what we're looking for. Okay. So I had a good friend in Minneapolis who is an amazing comic. No names will be said.
Okay,
sure.
It's not hard to figure out who these people are, but
okay.
That's on you.
All right.
But she was a really good comic, and she was in with the big comedy clubs there, all the comedy clubs, and I was her project.
Oh, okay.
And so she had kids, and I would do, you know, and I did not know. I wasn't very good at friendship. I wasn't very good at. I wasn't a whole person. I was drunk all the time. Mm,
hard to maintain friendships that way.
Right. It was hard to know where boundaries were. I was, you know, stand-up comedy was everything to me.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't know the rest of life.
I gotcha.
I am much better at the golden age of 712.
Yeah.
I have some sense of boundaries. I know who are my friends, who aren't my friends. So, but at this time, and she wasn't good at it either. Right.
Well, that works out kind of, right?
Well, it worked out. I was her project, so she taught me like how to put on lipstick and how to dress better.
Uh-huh.
And she kind of got me some sets and she got me in with the club a little bit.
I'm seeing a montage.
Oh, it's
her fixing Jackie.
Yes.
This is a project for anybody who wants it.
Yeah.
The project continues, by the way. If anyone knows how to help me lose like 60 pounds from COVID and then also how to be bendier. Anyway, so there was a symbiotic relationship, right?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And to the point where she would pick up guys for me, extra guy.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
And be like, you should, you would love sleeping with Jackie. I heard her say that.
My God.
My God. That's amazing.
Talk about an amazing wingman.
Yeah.
She's like, I brought an extra one for you. Did you? You want this guy? What do you think of this one? You want the other one? And the other guy, of course, is like, no, I went with, can I have you? You're going to give me to her? Anyway, so all super flattering, as you can imagine.
Yeah, right.
And only took her up on it once. Anyway, charming. So, a charmer. And so, the worst time, though, is, she didn't have a driver's license, so I would drive, and one night we ended up...
The drunk has the driver's license.
Yeah, the drunk has the driver's license, so when we end up in her apartment, and I'm so drunk, she didn't have a spare, and she was like, I'm gonna go have sex with this guy, don't go. And I was like,
what?
I gotta go. And she was like, you're too drunk to drive, just... I'll be right back. And
this won't take long.
This is a mother
of two.
Okay.
She needed a babysitter.
I'm so drunk.
Uh huh.
That the kids are. It's a one bedroom. The kids are asleep in the bedroom.
Where she's going to have sex?
No, she's in one corner. I'm in the other corner.
Oh my goodness. Oh my God. What?
Yeah, no, this is gross. This is not. You said you wanted something humiliating. I am not the hero. Oh, nobody. Nobody is the hero of
I'm
this
not
thing.
Sure who I'm humiliated for right now.
I don't know. I think she could have used the life hammer tool to get out of this. Oh, my God.
Yeah. And so they're having sex in that corner.
No, wait. I just have a question. I'm
sure,
sorry.
Please.
You said you were very similar, you and this woman. Was she also, had a problem with alcohol?
Well, she didn't have her driver's license. So I'm wondering about that. That
point.
So
I think she drank a lot. But she was classy, you guys. She drank wine.
Wait, was it in a box or?
It was all on bottles. Bottles of wine.
Okay.
She was a real classy lady. And
she put ice cubes in it?
It was Rio Needy.
Rio Needy. Alce Spumante.
Not champagne.
No, I know.
No, I'm kidding.
I used to run around my house singing Martini and Rossi. When you've got good taste, it shows. You remember that commercial?
Yes.
It was so
now
catchy.
I do, and now I can't ever forget it.
I know, you'll
it.
Never forget it.
That's so horrifying.
She was classy.
Mm. Okay, so she was a classy drunk-ish.
Sure.
And she took this guy home. Okay.
Right, so I'm literally in the corner crying.
Jackie,
right,
is not, awful.
That's the worst. It's not a good one.
My God.
And so I'm sort of, trying not to cry too loud because I don't want to interrupt their sex.
No one likes to have a crying woman in the corner when they're having sex.
Well, unless that's your thing.
Which I don't believe that was this young man's
thing. That's their
thing.
Kink.
I don't think that was his thing. Anyway, it all gets wrapped up. and then...
I've cried during sex. I haven't cried watching other people have sex.
Oh, I didn't watch.
Right.
I was literally facing the wall, curled up in the fetal position, just drunk. And there was also, was I crying because they were having sex next to me, or was I crying because we were out of booze? We may never know. Whatever it was, when he left, I left. And then...
But what logic is this? Are you sober at this point?
Oh, no. No.
Okay.
But now everybody's at least... I've had a good cry.
Yes.
They both had some sex.
Everyone's released.
Yeah, everyone. There's been a release, I think. And so now's the time to move on. There we go.
Oh, my God. That is amazing. Now, did you ever talk about it again with your friend? Did you ever discuss...
Like the next day or the next time you saw each other?
You had sex in the room with me?
Oh, no.
It was never mentioned.
No.
Why?
And is this person still in your life?
No.
Okay.
No, we had to wrap it up.
Was that the wrap up?
Oh, you would think. No. And here's the thing about her is that she is literally very, very helpful and very sweet. But I ran into her a couple of years, probably 10 years ago.
Okay.
And And she pretended not to recognize me.
Oh, wow.
And then I literally had to say to her at one point, hey, remember Jackie Kishi? You want to remember me from your past?
Maybe you're trying to forget that past.
Yeah.
Wait, what if I turn around now? Do you recognize? I can cry.
See,
would that help?
Me in the...
Do you recognize the back with my heaving shoulders as I'm sobbing while you have sex? Is that a familiar sight? Well, Jackie, this has been fantastic. Thank you so much.
Can I just ask her a
anything.
Tip? So, Jackie, for our listening audience...
Yeah. Oh, is there a tip?
Do you have any advice for how to survive a situation like that if that happens to one of our listeners?
There's so many things to survive in that story.
Sure.
That's true.
It's a crapshoot. I have at least a half a dozen stories that end, and then I wasn't killed.
Yes.
So, but the thing is, I mean, you know how, like, we're all raised to live super defensively, right?
Sure.
You know, just as women.
Yeah,
absolutely.
You're just like, it's muscle memory now.
Right.
You're just like, where is everyone?
Right.
I'm on the street. Where is everyone around
me?
Yes. And so... you know, I would say that if you drink like I drank, you might want to look into that, because that impairs your ability to live slightly defensively.
Absolutely.
I mean, I would not say live defensively like Nancy Grace wants us to live defensively, right? Which
yes.
is everyone has their own spider hole and a shotgun. but I would say
that girl was so beautiful and so white, and this monster tried to threaten her.
Oh.
Is she still around? I miss her.
I don't know where she is.
Oh,
actually,
my God, that was amazing.
I'll work on newer references.
No, I love her.
That was a perfect reference. Never change.
No, that's right.
Never surrender. By Grapthar's hammer. Anyway, but the I went somewhere dorky in my own brain.
I know.
So
I love it. It's like looking at my son.
I am inside an 11-year-old boy child who
14.
Desperately 14.
14.
Holy
Jackie,
hell.
He's in high school.
That is a man child.
I know.
You have a man child.
I know. Not really, but yeah.
So soon.
Yeah.
So any minute now.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So I would recommend, you know, continuing to live a little bit defensively, but not, you know, but definitely get out and try stuff, because you get to, you know, I mean, live your.
Right. And maybe if you're that drunk, just walk outside while the people are having sex. Just maybe just protect yourself from.
Always
the
take care of yourself.
Call an Uber, maybe.
They didn't have it then.
But they didn't. But now they.
Taxi?
I'm saying.
Yeah.
One time I was at her place and I passed out and I left my car in the circle.
Yeah.
And I woke up in the morning and I walk out and my car's gone. And I was like, I bet you they towed it.
Oh, no.
So hungover.
Yes.
So I was like, I wonder where I go. And I'm just standing there staring off into the distance. And I go, it was a doorman building. She wanted to live in a fancy building.
Okay.
The size of this table.
Yeah.
So so I went in and asked the doorman. I was like, if they towed my car. And he's like, oh, was that yours? And I was like, here's the number. And so, and it was on the other side of downtown Minneapolis.
Of course.
So it was only about 2 miles, and God knows I need the air. And so I'm walking and I was confronted by a squirrel. This is also humiliating. Because the squirrel scared me so bad. The squirrel, literally, we're on a path together and the squirrel's here and I'm here. And I have to walk around the squirrel because I think the squirrel's going to kill me. And
the squirrel was staring you down.
And one.
I've never seen a squirrel not immediately dash off. That is...
The squirrels are different in Minneapolis, I guess.
Happened in Van Nuys about 10 years ago as well. I, for some reason, squirrels...
Now, Garen, you are the... What is his name?
Garden squirrel.
He's the garden squirrel. So, does he...
What does that mean?
Well, Chris's children... saw his name.
Yes.
In a text exchange between the three of us.
And thought it said garden squirrel. So now he is the garden
That's
squirrel.
That's his nickname now.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
It's, you know, they're an industrious animal, the squirrel.
I can't believe the squirrel just fucking stared you down.
That's it. I mean, the thing, some people have, in my entire life, people have been like, you're a little intimidating. And I was like, You should be a squirrel then. Because I'm not intimidating to a fucking squirrel.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
That's hilarious.
Oh.
How to survive squirrels. That's
so many things to survive in your life. Squirrels.
This podcast has made me go, why won't I write that book?
The
memoir.
You have so many funny things.
You do.
I mean, you could write a book on your father. You could write a book on drinking. You could write a book on squirrels.
Please write that book. Come on the show.
And you want to promote that book.
Yes.
Now we've promoted the album, which everyone should look into.
Yes.
And if you liked it, feel free to text me or DM me or talk to me online. If you didn't like it,
Yeah. Good.
Nobody needs to hear that.
Too late for notes.
Yeah.
Too late for notes.
How do we find you in the world of the internet?
At Jackie Cation on everything. From
okay.
TikTok to Instagram to YouTube to all of it.
Okay.
Live it up. And so JackieCation.com, 2 podcasts, Jackie and Laurie in the Dork Forest.
Yes.
And a lot of touring. So
yum.
Good. Yeah.
Great.
Find me.
I think I just said yum. Yum, yum, Jackie Cation.
You're just thinking of alcohol and squirrels. Jackie, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
So happy we got
fun.
You in.
Yes.
We know you're super busy, so this was a pleasure.
Thanks for having me.
And
such a blast.
Come back anytime.
We'd love to have you again.
We had it. We will be right back with what have we learned today.
Exactly. Hey, welcome back. Are you ready to...
Get the sillies out. Get the wiggles out.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. You ready to hear about everything we learned today? God, what is...
You just said that like it was a license plate. Like you couldn't afford the articles. So you just said, you ready?
What am I trying to
Not
say?
Not articles, but...
Are you ready?
Yeah.
To hear some stuff. That doesn't... What? I just want to...
Are you ready to hear a synopsis of what you've already heard?
Yes, but how do I say that more conversationally?
Hey, guys, this is what we've learned today.
Thank you. Welcome back. Hey, guys, this is what we learned today. The day after indeed holds up. You know, we're not bad people, but we did a bad thing. That's bloodlines.
That's right.
Stay calm. Panic equals death if you're in your car trapped underwater. Okay. You can use your headrest to break a window. Okay, get your life hammer now. Not a sponsor yet. All right. Ann Baxter was in All About Eve.
Knew it.
Yeah, right? That's a great movie. Okay, don't call your friends if you crash in the water. If you aren't watching Dead to Me, you're dead to us.
Awesome. That should be a shirt.
Germans are very apologetic. Just ask my husband. He's always apologizing. Poor guy.
Not necessarily about the war, but...
No, mostly to me.
Right.
All right. Hey, you know what? You can find us all over the internets.
That's right.
You know, just at podcast how to survive, podcast at gmailhowtosurvive.com. I don't know if I'm saying that right. Am I saying that right?
Podcast how to survive. At gmail.com.
Send us some stories. Send us some near-death experiences.
Yeah.
Tell us what you're afraid of. Tell us what topic you'd like us to talk about on the show. Tell us we're doing a good job.
Yeah, tell us what, emergency accessories you have that you recommend.
Yeah, we want to get them. We want to buy stuff.
Yeah.
We love spending money. And you know what you can also do? Go to Apple or Stitcher, wherever you get your podcast. You can give us 5 stars if you like.
That's right.
And tell us, you know, what we like about us. And
yeah.
You know what? If you don't like us, we don't really need to know that.
No, we're good. But if you'd be so kind as to leave a review,
gosh,
that would be hugely appreciated.
We would just love that about you.
Until next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, everybody. We'd love to hear from you on the social media at Pod How to Survive on Twitter and Instagram. And also, you can send us an email, podcasthowtosurvive@gmail.com. We'd love to hear your survival stories or just say hello. All right. Talk to you later.